Yeah, I want to wish all of you, brothers and sisters, a very happy new year and a year of growth. You know, today is 5th January and the excitement of celebration of New Year is almost over. Like someone said, partying is over and we've got to run the race. And we need to get on with our ordinary, mundane, daily life, which is not always very exciting. And it's a battle. And this morning I want to share with you some words of faith and encouragement. I want to read from Psalm 68, verse 19. It's a wonderful verse that's blessed my heart for a long time. Psalm 68, verse 19. It says in the James Version, "Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, even the God of our salvation." You know, the Bible says every good and perfect gift comes from above, the Father of light with whom there is no shadow of turning. And the Father we have, it's a very good, loving, heavenly Father. And He loads us with benefits, our blessings. And it's good to begin the year with an acknowledgement that we have such a good, loving Father. And it says in the NASB, or maybe I'll read before that from the Message Bible. "Blessed be the Lord, day after day, He carries us along. He's our Savior, our God. Oh yes, He's gone for us. He's God who saves us. Lord God knows all deaths in and out." And in the NASB it says here, "Blessed be the Lord who daily bears our burden." You know, all of us have many burdens, both single and married, whether we like it or not. But we can cast them all on the Lord. See, Psalm 55 verse 22. "Cast your burdens on the Lord." Psalm 55 verse 22. "And He will sustain you." Brothers and sisters, you don't need to be bowed down by various burdens. You cast your burdens on the Lord and the Lord will carry you through in 2014 and for the rest of our lives. Oh, I like this verse. I hope you will hold on to this verse all through life. "Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, even the God of our salvation." You know, all of us earthly parents, we like to surprise our family members with a gift. You know? And I believe God's like that. He wants to surprise you and me with benefits and blessings. You believe that? That's the favorite verse I've held on to for many years in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. "I have not seen nor ear has heard nor has entered the heart of man things which God has prepared for those who love Him." And I hope you can say to yourself this morning, God's going to surprise me this year with some blessings which I have not dreamt of, imagined. And all of you single brothers and sisters, you are searching for a partner desperately. I want to encourage you this morning, God's got a surprise for you. And you older brothers and sisters, don't keep on saying them, "Well, I'm not getting married yet." Just say, "I believe God's going to surprise you this year." And I believe that's speaking words of faith. I believe God is so good, brothers and sisters. He does want to surprise us with many blessings. Don't think the Lord is always interested in sending trials and He wants to make our lives miserable. I don't believe we have such a Father. I believe we have a wonderful Heavenly Father. He wants to bless us and encourage us and surprise us. And not only that, you know, as we bear the burdens the Lord gives us, you know, it says in Galatians chapter 6 verse 2, bear one another's burdens and fulfill the law of Christ. You let the Lord bear your burdens and then you will be equipped to bear the burdens of others. That's a wonderful ministry. You know, we used to sing one famous song. I think it's a song by Watchman Nee. He says, Lord, help me to make life easier for my brothers and sisters too. I hope you'll do that. Lord, I want to bear the burdens you have given me. Bear your burdens faithfully, cast your burden to the Lord. And say, Lord, I also want to bear the others' burdens. In 2014, yeah, there are so many others, probably they feel it's too much for them. Why can't you lift their burdens? Bear others' burdens and make life easier for the brothers and sisters. And what a wonderful church it is that we can make life easier for others. Okay. Next verse, Psalm 37, verse 23. As we face another year, Psalm 37, verse 23. It says here, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. You know, Jesus is called the author and finisher of our faith. And I believe we must say, Lord, I want to begin this year in faith. And continue in faith and end in faith. And what is the faith that we have? My steps are ordered by God. We heard last week, Isaiah 58:11, the Lord will lead you and continually guide you. I believe we need to hold on to these promises. Lamentations chapter 3 verse 23. These words must go into our system. His mercies are new every morning. So there's no need to be discouraged any morning. And Psalm 23 verse 6. I believe we should be able to say, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. Or we can say, to simplify it, every day in 2014. And last week, Brother Zach reminded of that verse we have heard for nearly more than 3 decades in this church, and that's got into my system. Job 23:10. He knows every detail of what's happening to me. And 1 Peter 5 verse 7. I want to read this from the Living Bible. 1 Peter 5 verse 7 says, He is always thinking about you and watching everything that concerns you. I believe God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings, and that's why we need to get hold of God's word and know how God has blessed us. And Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 17. Again, this verse we have heard for many years. He is silently planning in love. Does that not encourage you, brothers and sisters? God's planning for you silently, secretly, quietly. And that's how I want to face 2014. And one more verse in Genesis chapter 22, verse 14. This verse blessed my heart. Genesis 22, verse 14. You know, after Abraham offered Isaac as a sacrifice to the Lord. See, he got this verse, in the mount of, no, it says here, Abraham called the name of the place, the Lord will provide. As it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord, it will be provided. Brothers and sisters, whatever may be your needs, maybe a job, maybe marriage, maybe a house, or maybe you got some other needs, the Lord will supply all your needs according to the riches in glory in Christ Jesus. And so, to sum it up, the Lord not only daily blesses us, take each day as a gift from the Lord. and be thankful each day. Live one day at a time. You know, I'm often reminded of that song, one old Christian country song. Maybe some of you know it. One day at a time, sweet Jesus. That's all I'm asking from you. Lord, help me today. Show me the way, one day at a time. You know, when we live one day at a time, life is not a burden. It won't be so heavy. Just trusting the Lord and believing the Lord. And I believe, you know, it gets better and better and better. Oh, blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits. Okay. Then the Lord does something more for us daily. The Lord gives us His bread daily. You know, Jesus is the bread of life. He's the fountain of life. He's the water of life. And Jesus said in John 10, I'm the good shepherd. And the good shepherd, He leads the flock and He feeds the flock. And you know, Jesus taught us in Matthew chapter 6, verse 11. I think it's a very well-known verse. Matthew chapter 6, verse 11. He taught us to pray, give us this day our daily bread. And I don't believe the Lord is speaking about our earthly food, because all of us need earthly food for our sustenance. But I believe we need words from heaven, word of life to sustain us. And that's what the Lord wants to give us. The living word. No, I believe we need to go to the Lord and say, Lord, I want your word that will sustain me. You know, John chapter 21, verse 12. This is again my favorite verse. John 21, verse 12. Jesus says to them, come and dine. I think another translation says, come and have breakfast. I like that. The Lord inviting the disciples, come and have breakfast. He's saying, come and have some fellowship with me this year. Like we sing in a song, fellowship with Jesus. This is victory. They who know His Lordship know true liberty. You know, Mary, in Luke chapter 10, verse 42, we read, she sat at the feet of Jesus. She listened to the Lord. And the Lord appreciated it so much. And in this year, maybe you all learn to be a little more like Mary. Sit quietly and have more fellowship with Jesus. And, you know, in Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7, it says in the Living Bible, trust Him for each day's problems. Live in vital union with Him. Let your roots go down deep into Him and draw up your nourishment from Him. And I want to encourage all of you, brothers and sisters, draw up some nourishment from the Lord. Say, Lord, give me your daily heavenly manna that will sustain me spiritually. And coming back to Psalm 23, verse 12. Verse 2. Now Jesus is a shepherd and He leads us. Verse 2. He makes me lie down in green pastures. And you say, Lord, I want some green pasture, Lord, this coming year. I want it to go well with me. I want some spiritual nourishment. And I'm sure the Lord will really satisfy our heart with living bread. And then we will be satisfied and we can satisfy others with the living word from God. You know, in Acts chapter 7, verse 11, it speaks about the Bereans. They were noble-minded. The Holy Spirit said they searched the scriptures daily. And I hope the Holy Spirit will write about us this coming year. This brother, this sister, is not a lazy brother or sister. He's noble-minded. You know, maybe all be diligent to study God's word and study the Bible book by book, and don't just study to say, yeah, I finished the Bible this year. No, I'm not interested in a record. I want to get something from each book. I often think of the sugarcane, these people who sell the sugarcane juice, how they squeeze the sugarcane. Oh, brothers and sisters, let's squeeze the Bible and get something out of it, book by book, this year. That will nourish our soul, so that we can nourish others. And I can tell you that end of this year you will all be spiritually rich and wealthy and strong. And then you can truly say, the Lord is my shepherd. Not just a verse in Psalm 23 or John 10, but you can make it personal. Oh, may you experience the Lord more as your shepherd in this year. Okay. The Lord does something else for us daily. You know, the Bible says, God is a God of encouragement. God is not the one who frightens us and who troubles us. I believe we need to have a clear understanding of God, and then our life won't be miserable. I believe the devil always tries to give a wrong impression of the Lord, and we must not listen to the devil. The more you listen to the Lord, I can testify that the Lord has encouraged me much, and He keeps on encouraging me. And in this year, I hope you'll come to know the Lord as the Lord of encouragement. That verse we have looked at so often, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, God of all comfort and encouragement. Don't just talk about the trials. Just say, just believe it. In every trial you will get encouragement. So your spiritual bank account shall increase this year. And the more you let the Lord encourage you, you will find you will be strengthened to encourage others. You know, it says in Hebrews 3:13, encourage one another daily. You can't encourage others if the Lord has not encouraged you. Otherwise, you'll be just giving verses. You know, that just giving verses may not always encourage. But if you can say, the Lord encouraged me through this verse. You know, the Lord may encourage you through the Bible, maybe through a book, through a CD, through the internet, or through fellowship with some brothers and sisters. Be open. Lord, encourage me, Lord. Every day encourage me, Lord. And when we come together, then it will be easy for us to encourage the others. What a wonderful church if we can be like that, where all those who come here can say, I found encouragement in CSC. And the responsibility lies with you, brothers and sisters. You let the Lord encourage you, and you will find you will be able to encourage others. Okay. And the Lord does something more for us daily. You know, the Lord wants to renew our inner man daily. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. Sorry, 16. You know, in the schools and colleges, they have a syllabus for the whole year. You will study a little bit of different books, different portion, subjects, so that in 1 year, you can cover quite a bit of the syllabus. You believe the Lord has got a syllabus for you this year? He's already laid out the syllabus for 2014. So don't bump the classes, brothers and sisters. Don't complain. Lord, thank you, you already laid the syllabus for me. And not only that, through it all, the Lord wants to renew our inner man. Oh, I praise the Lord, that's the God I have. He wants to change me daily. If I cooperate with the Holy Spirit, Lord, do that for me. Renew me daily. I don't want to miss one day, Lord. Like, you know, many students, they bunk and go to movies. And those are the students who fail in their exams. I believe we should all be good students, brothers and sisters. Spiritually speaking, Lord, I don't want to lose the education each day you have for me. The training you have for me. The syllabus you have for me. You know, I heard that the students who do their daily homework, students who learn what they have been taught daily, they are the ones who do well in their schools and colleges. And if we say, Lord, I want to be a good student, I want to be teachable, and Lord, help me every day so that I will make progress. And you know that favorite verse in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, all of us know it well. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. We can see they that hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles. They'll run and not be very, they shall walk and not faint. I have requested Brother Ian at the end of the meeting to give you all a chance to confess your faith. I hope you will testify in a new covenant way. And you will say, I'm taking off this year. I'm going to soar into the sky. God's going to help me to mount up with wings of eagles. I believe you must testify like that in faith. God's going to help me to make progress this year than all the past years. And I believe that will honor God, brothers and sisters. And confess God's word. And you will find things get better. Okay. There's one more thing the Lord does for us daily. In the Bible says God is a God of peace. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. John 14, 1, Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. And Hebrews chapter 4, verse 9, it says, there remains a rest for the people of God. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 9. And Hebrews 4, 11, it says, let's be diligent to enter into that rest. You know what? If you ask me what is God's will for you in 2014, I'm not a prophet. Every day to be a day of rest, day of peace, day of quietness. You say, is it possible, brother? Yes, it is. And I want to hear some good testimonies today that God will make this year a year of peace for me and my family. And in case you slip up and fall, get up immediately, be restored. And I believe the Lord will restore His peace also. And we also know that it says in Romans 16, 20, God of peace will bruise Satan under your feet. And I believe that's what we must testify. God will help you to be at rest as you believe you will enter into rest. It's not by making a new resolution. It's by believing God's going to help me. Satan's going to be crushed under my feet for feet this year. Not when I get to heaven. Oh, may it be a year of rest for all of us. I believe that's God's will for all of us. Okay. So far, this is what the Lord will do for us. I already mentioned five things to you. And it's all about what the Lord will do for us. And now, I got few things what we got to do. You know what we got to do? Anyway, by the way, before that, I forgot that verse in Exodus chapter 33. It says, verse 14 and 15, the Lord told Moses, my presence shall go with you, and you will have rest. What a fantastic way to live on this earth, brothers and sisters, to have the presence of the Lord every day with us. And then we'll have rest. Oh, and Moses said, Lord, if your presence doesn't go with us, don't lead us on. Every day, to have God's presence with us in the place of work, at home, and wherever we are, Lord, lead us in rest. And I believe that's our privilege in the new covenant, to have the presence of the Lord, to have rest continually. Okay. And coming back to our responsibility now, let the Lord do His part, and now we got to do our part. You know, last week I told you, we sang a song, here I am, Lord, as an act of surrender. And this week I want to show you another verse in Hebrews chapter 10. It says, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. And I hope you'll respond to God like that in this year. Lord, verse 7. Lo, I come, in the volume of the book is written of me, to do thy will, O God. Imagine every brother and sister so zealous to do God's will. If the Lord can find people like that amongst us, He'll be delighted. Okay. And now we're coming back to our responsibility. Exodus chapter 17 verse 16. We looked at it last week, but maybe we can look at it again. Exodus chapter 17 verse 16. I'm not going to read all the verses here. It says verse 8 onwards, Amalek came and fought against Israel. Amalek is a picture of the flesh, of the devil, we can say. And then how the Lord gave them victory. And that there's something the Lord said here. Verse 16. Because the Lord has sworn that the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. I like that verse. Verse 15, then Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah-Nissi, the Lord is my banner. And I believe, brothers and sisters, the Lord wants to lead us into battle against our flesh, against our lusts, daily. All of us have battles, whether you like it or not. And we've got to be faithful in this battle. That's what Jesus said in Luke chapter 9, verse 23. If any man will come after me, let him take up his cross, deny himself, and follow the Lord daily. And many people think it's a big burden. I want to tell you, it's not a big burden. Do you know what it means to take up the cross? That I don't fulfill my lusts. That I walk in the Spirit. I listen to the Holy Spirit. I honor the Holy Spirit. And I obey the Holy Spirit. And Romans 8 speaks about the battle we have against the flesh. And if you're faithful in this battle, we can come to a wonderful life in the Spirit. And I believe we must have many brethren who can say, who will testify this morning, I don't want to walk after the flesh even for a single day. Don't say that's a burden. That's not a burden, I want to tell you this morning. Day after day, little by little, keep battling. Put up a good fight against your flesh, against your lust, through the Spirit. It says here, verse 13, if you live after the flesh, you will die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. In other words, you shall have life from heaven through the Holy Spirit. And Romans chapter 12 verse 11 says, be fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Let the Holy Spirit put a fire in your heart to battle the flesh daily and faithfully. And in the Message Bible it says, Romans 12 11, be fueled and be aflame. Don't burn out. And that's the kind of brothers and sisters we need in the church. Not just we'll come to the meeting regularly and put some money in the box. Those who can say, I'm in a battle against the flesh, against the devil, against the world, against myself. And I hope we'll have many more brothers who can say, I'll be zealous in this battle. And I tell you, if you're zealous and faithful, you'll come to a life of liberty, life of freedom, a life in the Spirit, and you'll also get the fruit of the Spirit. You'll get a rich harvest this year. What a wonderful year we have ahead of us. Dear brothers and sisters, I hope we'll all be soldiers in the Lord's army. And I like the whole Sunday school song. I am in the Lord's army. I am on the victory side. And the Lord wants to help us every day with the Spirit. Oh, I praise the Lord for the faith He has put in my heart. I look forward to another year of battle. Apostle Paul could say, I fought a good fight. I hope when we come to the end of the year, we'll also say, I fought a good fight and the Lord helped me not to be defeated so that we can honor the Lord. So that is our responsibility for this year. And we have one more responsibility. As I said, the excitement of celebration is over and now, you know, when we have to walk the daily life, it's not exciting. Maybe many times we don't get a good feeling. You know, to live the daily life, sometimes you don't always have a good feeling. I have to get up early and go, catch my van. Many of us have to get up early and go to work. And you mothers and wives, you got to get up and got to do so many things at home. And you always don't have that feeling of excitement. It's tough taking care of the children, many other responsibilities. And you know what you can do in those days, in those times? It says John chapter 20, verse 29. Maybe you don't feel that the Lord loves you. Maybe you don't feel that the Lord is interested in you. And you know what you can do those days? Should I tell you? Walk by faith. John 20, verse 29. The Lord told Thomas, blessed are those that are not seen and yet have believed. You know, many times we don't get a feeling that God loves us, that God is interested in us, that God cares for us. And the Bible says in Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4, the righteous shall live by faith. If you want to know how you are to live in 2014, shall I tell you? You got to live by faith, without any feelings. You know, God has ordained many seasons for us, summer, winter, cold season, rainy season. And the same way, God also has ordained many seasons for us, spiritually speaking. And we have to go through many situations and trials to be tested. And don't say at the time, why this for me, Lord? Like someone said, Lord, get me out of this quickly, Lord. Maybe you are saying, in the name of Jesus, Lord, get me out of this. It says in Psalm 66, verse 2, He'll take us through fire, He'll take us through water, but the Lord wants to bring us to a place of abundance. And that's God's will for us, brothers. And during this time, we have to remain in faith. Don't doubt the Lord. Don't doubt God's love. Don't doubt God's promise. Hold fast to His word. We have heard so many times, 1 Corinthians 10:13, He will not allow me to be tested beyond my ability. Each day's grace is sufficient for me. And the Lord will keep me from falling. And I believe we need to get some exercise through all those difficult situations. And just move in faith. And I want to tell you a small story. I normally don't tell a story. This is a beautiful story of a sister who had a dream. I mean, she saw three other sisters praying. And as they knelt, I believe the Lord drew near to them. And as they approached the first sister, He bent over, the Lord bent over in tenderness and grace with a smile full of radiant love and hugged her. Then He came to the second sister. He just placed His hand on her and gave her one look of approval and went away. Then He came to the third sister and almost passed by abruptly without saying any word to her. So then this sister had a dream. She was saying to herself, the Lord must be really loving that first sister. And maybe the second sister is just an average sister. And the third sister, I don't know what she did to offend the Lord. And as she was thinking, the Lord stood by her and said, oh woman, how wrongly you interpreted me. The first sister, she was very weak. She needed all the weight of my tenderness and care to keep her feet in the narrow way. She needed my love and help every moment of the day. Otherwise she would have fallen, as she is very weak. And the second one, she is sincere. She trusts me at all times. But the third one, she is very strong. And even though it looks like I did not notice her, she is spiritually strong, and I'm training her for my service. She knows me intimately, the Lord said, and she trusts me so utterly. And she doesn't need any assurance of my love or my promise, and she's not discouraged, no matter what circumstance I take her through. She trusts me, even when sense and reason and every fine instinct of the natural heart would rebel. Because she knows I'm working all things for the good. And brothers and sisters, that's what it means to live by faith. Maybe you will not get much feelings this year. Maybe you don't feel so good during the year. But say, Lord, I still trust you. Like we often sing the song, I just keep trusting my Lord. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, He's a faithful friend. Such a faithful friend. I can count on Him to the very end. Oh, may the Lord see us walking by faith day after day after day this year. Says, without faith it's impossible to please God. And may we please the Lord this year by our faith, brothers and sisters. Can I hear an amen for that? Amen. Okay. And if you continue like that, you know what's going to happen this year? Proverbs chapter 8 verse 30. It speaks about Jesus here. Then I was by with Him as one brought up with Him. I was daily's delight, rejoicing always before Him. I believe if you continue like this, this year you can bring joy to the heart of God. You can bring pleasure to God's heart. It need not be like the olden days that you slipped and fell, and always it was going bad. I believe this year it says, it's God who works in us to do His will and pleasure. I hope 2014 you will say, I'm going to bring delight to the heart of God. That's faith. And may the Lord give us all a breakthrough in 2014. And before I close, I want to read from Romans 12, from the Message Bible. There are some wonderful exhortations that's challenging my own heart. And I just want to leave it with you. And when you go home, you can read it from the Message Bible. Romans chapter 12, verse. I just read some verses for you. Verse 1. Embracing what God does for you is the... No, maybe I'll begin with 1. Sorry. Take your everyday, ordinary life. You're sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. That's what we do all the time, brothers and sisters. Say, Lord, I want to give myself to you totally this day as an offering. And again it says, embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. Don't always try to do something for the Lord. Embrace what the Lord's doing for you. He's at work in you. You cooperate with the Lord. That's the best thing you can do for the Lord. First, to fix your attention on God, you'll be changed from the inside out. That's God's great longing for all of us, to change us from the inside out. And Romans 12, 2-3, it says, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. I'm excited to read that. God brings the best out of you and me. And He wants to develop well-formed maturity. Okay. Chapter 12, verse 9. Love from the center of who you are. And verse 10. Be good friends who love deeply. The church needs many such friends who can love deeply God and others. 12:10. Practice playing second fiddle. That means don't always seek to be leader. And 12:11. I already told you that. Keep yourself pure and aflame. 12:11 again, be alert servants of the Master. And 12:12 again says, don't quit hard times. And 12:13, be inventive in hospitality. Maybe I can, if you want, I can give a printout of that. Be inventive in hospitality, all these exhortations. And make, verse 16, make friends with nobodies. You want 2014 to be a wonderful year? Make friends with nobodies. 16 again. Don't be the great somebody. And last, wonderful exhortation. 17. Discover beauty in everyone. This year I hope we look at different brothers and sisters and find something wonderful in them. And then we'll not be critical. And all of us husbands and wives, I hope we'll discover beauty in our partners. And all of us in the church, I hope we'll discover some beauty in the brothers and sisters. Have you sing the song, oh, let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. Let's also see the beauty of the brothers and sisters. And the same verse says, get along with everybody. I believe that's a wonderful church where they obey all these exhortations. And if you want, I thought you agree, I can get it there also and give you all these wonderful exhortations in Romans 12 to keep us going for 2014. Oh, brothers and sisters, maybe trust in the Lord this year and say, Lord, I'm not going to waste this year. I want to give myself to you, Lord, totally. I want your purpose to be fulfilled, Lord. I want the devil to be crushed under my feet. I want your plans to be fulfilled. And I really pray that this year will be a great year for you. I pray and wish that you will have a breakthrough this year. And I hope and wish that this year will be the best compared to all the previous years. And once again, I want to wish all of you, brothers and sisters, a very happy new year, a year of progress and growth and development. And like we heard, well-formed maturity. And God bless all of you mightily. Amen.